Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Before we get to all the Islander stuff specifically, we'll start with that. Net tickets to give away every hour, I believe, for game 4 on Saturday.
Hopefully up 2-1.
Hopefully,
that'd be the plan.
Yes, for you. Hopefully up 2-1. And of course, last night the Islanders got it done. They completed the sweep of the Pittsburgh Penguins. 3-1, the final score. A series that was just completely, let's be honest, dominated by this Islander team. Great night for Robin Lehner. Again, the Islanders do what they really did just seemingly every game in this series. Pittsburgh scores immediately before you even sit down, you know, before the Mets have even given up 8 runs in the first inning. And what was it, a minute and a half later?
Well,
who was it? Eberle scores the goal to tie the game, and it was just off from there.
Think about this. In game 1 of this series, the Islanders never trailed. In game 2 of this series, they trailed 1-0 for about 2.5 to 3 minutes before they responded.
Right.
Quick.
Yep.
In game 3, they trailed 1-0 for 28 seconds before Jordan Eberle, and what a freaking series he had before he responded. And last night in game 4, right out of the gate, Jake Guentzel, who had done nothing in this series, scores 35 seconds in off an Islander turnover.
He actually got a point. He actually got an assist on it.
Good for him. I'm so happy for him that
they couldn't shut him out completely, but it's close.
Okay. That's okay. We'll give him
It wasn't even a goal.
A little consolation for Sid the Kid. But Guentzel scores 53 seconds, or I should say 35 seconds in, and it took the Islanders a minute and a half to respond. And they responded because Chris Letang, who apparently doesn't like hockey anymore. That is my conclusion from watching this series.
Okay.
Chris Letang, who has won cups, he's been an all-star, he has no interest in playing hockey. At least that's what I saw in this series. You talk about a guy, Joe, that looked like he didn't give a damn, it's Chris Letang. But that's fine. That's great. He turns the puck over horribly. It leads to a 2-on-1 with Barzal and Eberle, and Eberle responds again. Those were the three leads the Penguins had in this series. The 1-0 leads in 2, 3, and 4 that lasted a combined, a grand total of just over 5 minutes. And that is how the New York Islanders swept the daylights out of the team with the resume, the team with the cups, the team with the star power, the team with the babies. Let's face it, Malkin's a big baby. We all know that.
Crosby's not.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to pick on him.
All right.
Because I thought in this series, at least, Malkin was the bigger baby.
No, okay.
And then Chris Letang, who apparently should just retire. He doesn't want to play anymore, and that's fine. But that was the incredible thing, Joe. They responded every time.
They did.
And they didn't
wait. No, they definitely did. And they just shut him down. I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's like the old, because you got Lamoriello here now. So when I think of Lamoriello, I'm always going to think of the Devil teams that he, you know, he was a GM for 3 championship teams. And, you know, they always played that, you know, what did they call it again? Neutral zone trap.
Yep.
And that's how they played, and that's how they won all the cups. And, they, you know, great goaltending, obviously, by Brodeur on top of that. And all the big defensemen they had, you know, Stevens and Danico and Niedermeyer and all these guys. Well, that's basically what the Islanders are doing now. I mean, they are playing this unbelievable, great brand of defensive hockey. We certainly saw it in his series, and they're getting tremendous goaltending from Robin Leonard.
Yeah, and to win this series, there was going to have to be a game or two where they got out of their element and they played like Pittsburgh, and they did that in game one.
Yep.
They were able to score enough goals, and they were able to get just outstanding goaltending,
they
like
did.
You said, from Robin Leonard. He was incredible in this series. He was incredible in game four. His story is truly remarkable, everything he's coming back from. And this is a guy who Lou signed, and Lou deserves a lot of credit for this team. But I do have to be fair, because I want to be fair. And I say this all the time about, hey, sometimes like a president won't get credit till they're out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with a general manager, we don't give them full credit till they're out of office.
We know that.
So I haven't said this much, but I have to give Garth Snow a little bit of credit.
Snow.
I got to do it, Joe.
Something we'll never have to worry you to say about Billy King, but you are giving a little bit here to Garth Snow. Which is good.
Look,
I mean, hey, you're very benevolent of you.
Garth Snow didn't leave the Islanders completely bare.
Right,
Billy
King
left the Nets completely bare.
Of course.
There's a difference.
A large difference.
Sean Marks did everything to build this team. Oh, you know what? There's one Billy King player left on the Nets. And I have a love-hate relationship with him. And he mostly doesn't play.
Is that Hollis Jefferson?
Rondae Hollis Jefferson. So, obviously, Garth Snow left a lot more Jefferson. But Lou came in here, and I know Lou's going to be on with Mike today. And Lou is going to deserve all the accolades Mike gives him. Because Robin Leonard, Lou Lamoriello, on a one-year deal, making nothing. For a professional athlete, making nothing. For us, it would be a ton of money. But he's making $2 million, whatever it is.
Right.
And Robin Leonard is one of the main reasons why the Islanders are standing here after a four-game sweep, and why every Islander fan should wake up this morning and just for a few days, not for a while, but just for a couple of days, fantasize about where a hot goaltender can take you. Because Robin Leonard's been hot all year. This is nothing new. Now, what he's done in this series is remarkable when you look at his save percentage and some of the big-time saves he's made. But why not fantasize? Because that's what can happen in the NHL playoffs. And it wasn't just Leonard. Jordan Eberle. This is a guy who was ridiculed for not being a clutch performer when he was in Edmonton. I think he was pretty clutch in this series. And how about the P's? Pelech and Pollock.
Yeah, shutting down Crosby.
They shut this man down. Shut him down. By the way, how about Leonard ready to go with Hornquist? He's ready to fight.
Oh, my God. He was ready to go.
He's like, let's go.
He did say afterwards, he did say he was never really going to drop the gloves.
He did say that. He also said, hey, nothing's going to rattle me.
Right.
And the Penguins in this series tried at times to rattle this Islander team. It did not work. It never worked. They led for a combined 5 minutes. And the Islanders are moving on to somewhere, whether it's Washington for Trotz to take on his former team, whether it's Carolina, who the Islanders almost played in the first round. If your hockey team could have helped out, now I appreciate that you didn't help out. I love the fact that you didn't help out.
There you go. Now you're happy. Now you're complimenting the Rangers.
Yes, thank you,
Rangers.
There you go.
You're happy now.
And the only concern is Boychuk and Clutterbuck, who didn't come out for the third period. Hopefully they're okay. But you know what the good news is? The Islanders may have a long break, Joe, waiting for round number
two. Well, I'll tell you what. Look, it's only three games into the Washington-Carolina series. So you know that game. And they don't play today. So you're looking at, what, Thursday they play, right?
They play tomorrow night.
Yeah, Thursday. So what's game five will probably be Saturday.
Yep.
So you're looking no earlier than, you know, Tuesday to start that series.
And that's the earliest. No, you're 100% right. That's the earliest we would see it. That's a week, yeah. They're going to have a long break. And I know there could be a negative to that.
Could be.
But I think the positive is from a health standpoint, especially with the fact that Boychuk and Clutterbuck didn't play in the third period last night. So if I think from a health standpoint, it's a positive. I think as a fan, obviously you got to root for Carolina because you want home ice advantage. There is a roadmap where they could have home ice advantage throughout the rest of the postseason if the right teams win. And as far as where they're playing, look, it would be great if it was Nassau Coliseum. It's not Nassau Coliseum.
That is the one drawback, really.
It is, but I was in that building at Barclays Center for the Islanders-Panther game in which they got off that skid of not getting out of the first round. Now this is the second time in 3 years, so it feels a little different. You know, I remember, boy, what a drought that was from 1993 to 2016 of getting out of the first round. Now it's like, oh, yeah, the Islanders are out of the first round. That happens. But that place was rocking that night. So Barclays will be loud. It will be electric. Nothing's going to match Nassau Coliseum, New World. We understand that. But look at where the Islanders are standing now. What a story this has been. I know it's not the biggest story in the NHL, rightfully so, but they just took a team that won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and they beat them up.
Yeah,
and they trailed
they
for
did.
5 minutes combined over a four-game sweep. I think that's sort of impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Don't do
here.
It.
But, boy, there is some juicy potential matchups down the road if the Islanders continue to do what they're doing.
You mean
I will leave
Columbus?
That. I will. Of course.
That's what you mean. Okay.
How about that? By the way, how about that?
I know.
I mean, let's be honest about what that is as far as I'm concerned. You know, they didn't just – it wasn't like Tampa Bay lost a tough seven-game series. Oh, my, you know, blood and guts, tough, you know, went down fighting at least. Give Columbus credit. They got waxed in this series. This team had a historic year, 128 points. They won 62 games, all right? And they got what? They had a 3-0 lead in game one.
That's crazy.
Wound up blowing it, and then they wind up getting swept by Columbus. I mean, to me, really, I really think this is very similar, and I'll see if you agree with this, very similar to UMBC beating Virginia, 16-1. It's pretty close, bro. Not that they beat them. But how they beat them.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about when UMBC beat Virginia, it wasn't just a 16-1. It was that they beat them up.
They blew them out.
I think Columbus is a talented hockey team. I know they barely made the playoffs. They also made a lot of moves before the trade deadline.
Right.
They have a coach. I know you love him, but he has
one. One of my favorites. No, look, they win.
He's won a Stanley Cup.
He has, and he wins. You know, his teams win wherever he goes, really.
Yeah, absolutely. They are a talented hockey team. So that's the only reason why I can't go to Virginia losing, because of the fact that the Lightning lost to a competent hockey team.
No, I understand that.
But I think as far as having a dominant regular season and then getting a not, like, I couldn't even compare it to the 0-1 Mariners, because the 0-1 Mariners won a round.
Yeah.
They won their division series against the White Sox.
Right.
And then while they lost to the Yankees in five, they did win a game against the Yankees.
Right.
The Lightning didn't win a playoff game.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
They went from, and I heard Boomer say this, and I completely agree, and I think this has been it's had an impact early in the NBA playoffs, too, at least in game one, not in game two. We saw the Brooklyn Nets, and we saw the Orlando Magic win a game one on the road, and we both said what helped, I think, the Nets and the Magic is they have been used to playing these big games.
Correct.
You know, the Raptors and the Sixers haven't played a big game in months. Well, ask yourself this. When's the last time the Lightning played anything resembling a big game? The Blue Jackets had to win to make the postseason. So I do think that matters. Now, for Philly and Toronto in game two, they responded. They were able to say, all right, lost game one, bounced back, even series. The Lightning were never able to respond. And it's almost like going up 3-0 in game one was the worst thing that could happen. Because it was like, oh, this is easy. Okay. Just like the regular season.
Right.
And then they got whacked over the head.
Unbelievable.
And they never responded.
Never recovered.
And
they really didn't.
I don't know if a part of this is because of the Islanders, but I got a bunch of TVs in this one room. And usually for the NHL playoffs, with all due respect, I put the Islanders on and nothing else.
Right. Sure.
I put this game on last. I was very intrigued by this Tampa Bay Columbus story, because it really is an incredible story. And they were down 3-1 in this game. They got it to 3-2.
Yep.
And then
got it to 4-3 at one point, too. And then they score like three goals late in the game with the empty net.
I'm telling you, I looked up. It was 7-3. I said, what happened?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what happened. They pulled the goalie early.
Right.
And they just, you know, Columbus capitalized.
Really incredible.
It really is unbelievable. I mean, when you that is one of the great. I mean, nobody saw that coming.
But
nobody.
You are right, as much as I don't want to admit it, and I admitted it for about 30 seconds this past Saturday, that sometimes as a fan, you start thinking. Your brain starts to wonder. And there is a roadmap.
Yes.
That is very,
very juicy.
Very, very juicy.
Yes.
It could start with Washington.
It could.
And I have no problem talking about Washington, because that's the next opponent.
Right.
It's either Washington
or Carolina. Correct.
We know this.
Right.
In fact, I'm actually like all into watching the rest of that series now.
Well, sure. You want to see you playing now. Now you're like scouting.
Yeah.
You're sitting with your feet up and let's see who it is, you know?
Yeah, it's different too.
You with money in the bank.
Absolutely. With the NBA, like, I know all these teams inside and out. With hockey, I don't. So it's like a brand new.
Right.
You know, I've seen the Capitals a few times.
Right.
Scout them out a little bit.
Yeah.
That other side of the bracket, not a worry right now.
No.
But there are, you're right,
there is a very appealing potential conference final. There is a possibility.
No, you're right. John Tortorella would be fascinating
he
to
really
go up
would
against.
Be. Yeah. Tortorella against the Islanders.
Yeah, come on. That's who we're talking about, right?
Of course. Well, it was something. Is there another series that I'm forgetting?
Nothing.
Okay.
There's
thank
nothing
you.
You're
glad,
forgetting.
You know, I mean, and I'm not the biggest hockey guy, so maybe I, you know, maybe I just don't know.
We'll get to the Yankees coming up because last night, if you didn't watch a lot of James Paxton in Seattle, you got to see what James Paxton's capable of because we've seen this before.
Yep.
James Paxton is capable of what he did last night. He's done it many times throughout his career, just hasn't done it consistently. And I give this credit to the Big Maple. He picked the right time to do it.
He did. You think the Red Sox are happy to give Chris Sale that big contract extension?
Oh, they must be loving it.
Oh, my God.
We'll get
and
to the
Dove was at the game last night.
Oh, that's right.
So, Dove, you went to the game Sunday and last night?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, for
and
my kids.
For your kids. Did you go?
Yeah, they're off from school, so I got them tickets.
Oh, you went with the kids? Took all the kids last night?
Two.
Just two?
Did you stay?
My dad was there last night, too.
Did you all stay right to the end or no?
Yes.
Wow.
My kids would never, ever. They're down 13-0 this thing to the last
that's
hour.
Great. Right. And you know, it wasn't but that long of a game
well,
either.
Kids don't really
no,
get
last night was 223 or something.
Yep.
It's not like the kids are seeing the games on television, so right. that's a big deal.
It's even more special.
Did you go by yourself on Sunday?
No, well, it was myself, two kids. Who else was with us? I forget.
Oh, so you did go with a bunch of, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm glad very you got good to see
Sunday
victory.
Sunday was long. Sunday was forever.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. This was not. Yes, last night, if you're a Yankee fan, not only the victory, not only the offense breaking out, not only Paxton, but you got a neat and tidy 2.5 hours. It was a perfect night.
Right, right.
Especially putting more seeds of doubt into the mind of the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
Because here's the difference between the Yankees and the Red Sox, with all due respect to our friends up in Boston. The Yankees have a good reason why they're off to a bad start. They have nobody. They have nobody. Nobody's that. Mike Tauchman's hitting home runs.
I know.
Guy, no is. Yankee fan knew he was 2 months ago. The Red Sox excuse is what exactly? Mookie Betts, I love the guy, hitting .220.
Yeah.
Chris Sale's got an ERA through the moon.
Yeah, right. It's almost Vargas-esque.
Well said. So what's the Red Sox excuse other than having one gigantic hangover, which we know hangovers can be very difficult sometimes.
Hey, look. You're going to have a hangover. I guess it's good to have after you win the World Series.
No, you're right. And they do have that.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.